Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's Friday, and it's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just... those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and starting the day off with us.
I'm exhausted.
Who's here, Breeze?
I think everyone's sleeping if they watched the Bills game last night, to be honest.
That's why my vibes are up. Bills won 31-21 against the Dolphins last night. What a game.
It was low-key boring.
Bills are 3-0. I disagree.
It was kind of a boring game.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
I went to bed at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I did.
Couldn't do it.
I'm just a true fan, which obviously one of us in the room, and that's clearly me.
Just started watching.
Yeah, it was... too close for most of it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it was.
Like, guys, what are we doing here? But I think it does raise some questions about, like, since the Bills are undefeated, they're going into their fourth game next Sunday. Is it, like, is there more pressure, obviously, to continue? Or once they lose, we'll have more grace? Because it's like, well, they haven't lost one yet.
No, it's only three games in the season. The odds that they go undefeated the whole season are pretty slim. We're expecting them to lose at least five games.
Oh my God.
If that.
Are you putting that out there?
No, I'm just saying, though. I mean, it's not what it's about. As long, you know, it's all about getting those playoffs. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And so far... it's beautiful watching the Dolphins start the season off 0-3 and the Chiefs 0-2. It's great.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why it's a good Friday today. Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right. Who else is here? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm so glad it's Friday and that it's payday today. Let's go.
Amen.
Let's see who else is here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Tomorrow, Nate and I are going to a local rib fest.
Where's that, Amy? In Sodas?
I don't know. And enjoying our last free weekend before the big quinceañera.
I can get down for some ribs, that's for sure.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too, Amy. Thanks for checking in.
Big quinceañera next weekend. Huge. It's going to be great.
Yeah, those are, I've been to a couple.
If I wasn't going to a wedding, I would definitely swing by.
Oh, you have a wedding to attend?
I do. This weekend?
Who's getting married?
Next weekend.
Oh, next week. Who's getting married?
My friends Jenna and Kate. They're absolutely crushing it. And
do you think being at the an additional wedding that you have to go to this year, do you think being there is going to hype you up even more for yours? Or is it just going to stress you out like, man, I'm going to have a lot to do. There's going to be a lot of planning.
I think it'll be great.
Just go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I'm way ahead of schedule, so feeling good about all of that. Who else is here? We have our girl Bethany weighing in.
What's up, Beth?
Bethany says, good morning. Feeling good because, honestly, I'm exhausted from watching the Bills, and I can't wait to take a nap later. Same, sister. Same. I might cancel all my plans today to take a nap.
What's on the docket?
What is it on the docket? I got to go to the gym, and then I got to go to Canandaigua for a doctor's appointment, and then I have to go on the boat, and then I have, you know, a parade party, and then I have to go to the new place in Fairport. It's just like a lot, you know?
What's the new place in Fairport?
It's called Backwoods. It's a brand new place that is owned and operated by Kettle Ridge. So it's right next to our house or our apartment. And they do live music. There's a stage. There's a bar. It's all outside.
Like a venue type of thing?
Yeah, but not like a venue where like you're going to host a wedding there. More of like a smaller venue where you can just go like listen to music.
Got it.
Yeah, it looks really cool. But going there tonight, if I make it.
If you make it. Yeah, what else is going on? I had to stop by my parents yesterday. I was like, you know, I got to go water the plants. I promised them I would because my brother couldn't do it. And it was my job to begin with. And I showed up and I'm like, this is not good. Everything is just dead. I was just like, oh, I got a couple of days to bring everything back to life before they get home. So, yeah, it's not looking pretty good. As you know, I'm not great when it comes to taking care of plants, but
or anything for that matter. But that's okay.
We got to talk about Stephen Plouffe, who's back in the news again. And we talked about him earlier this week. Cops did a welfare check on him. Dude's 47 years old. All full transparency here. He looks 72, but he's been through a lot. And he's the one that had RGH on total lockdown from escaping that hospital. I think it was on Tuesday, but I'll tell you why he ended up back in the news again and why he's facing federal charges coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime, anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Stephen Plouffe is at it again.
Not to be confused with Stephen Plouffe.
That's right. Earlier in the week, the guy was in the news after police were called to do a welfare check. 47-year-old Stephen was sitting in his car. Police said he ignored their commands, tried to hit them with his car, and then tried to make a spray can into a makeshift torch and pointed at them. Plus, he had a machete and all the things. This was all on the same night. They took him to RGH for a mental hygiene check. He escaped the hospital. Now Plouffe is facing federal charges after being accused of threatening an FBI agent. He was spotted running around his apartment complex with knives on Thursday. This was on the 11th. And he was screaming, "I'm going to kill you," and saying he hoped someone called the police because he would go after them with the weapons.
Oh, okay.
He then called a family member saying he was going to kill them. And according to a criminal complaint, this was on September 15th, an FBI agent found two posters on their porch at their home in Ogden with threatening messages written on them. And the agent reported it to the Ogden Police Department and provided home security footage, which showed Plouffe putting the signs on the porch. And if there's one thing you can't do, it's harass and threaten an FBI agent.
Yeah, especially, you can't do it.
Especially at their home. And after the Ogden police chief watched the footage, he recognized the man as Stephen Plouffe, who he had worked with for years.
Like, oh, I know that guy.
Years at the department. And then when Greece police officers searched his home while executing a state search warrant, they found the words "F the FBI" written across his bedroom wall, what looked to be with black spray paint. I mean, it's
he's really unhinged at this point.
Really bizarre.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Plouffe served
his little home decor.
You know, this guy served with the Ogden Police Department from 2005 to 2021, and Chief Travis Gray said his departure was on good terms. He then transferred to the Orleans County Sheriff's Office. The complaint says he resigned 2 years ago in 2023 after being placed on administrative leave due to suspected drug use.
Not our Steven.
Needless to say, this guy is in a lot of trouble. I mean, this is obviously a mental health thing. He's lost his mind.
No, yeah, he's losing it.
And he's going after police. He's going after...
He needs to be put away in a facility.
FBI?
To be a safety for the safety of himself and everyone else around him.
He's not well.
No, he's not.
And just from a couple of the photos I gathered from, like, you know, you see the inside of somebody's home and how they live. It's not well.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Coming up on the show, Breeze.
It's not great. Coming up on the show, listen, guys. There's only 97 days till Christmas. Like, so.
I was hoping someone was going to say it.
97 days till the big day of Christmas morning. And I don't think it's ever too early to start thinking about what you want to ask for Christmas. And in the days of Amazon this and two-day shipping that, I think honestly, this year, I'm only going to shop one way. And this is a way that I want to bring back because it's nostalgic, it's easy, and you can also still do it from the comfort of your home.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you exactly what it is and how we're all going to start doing it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Breezy announced before we went in a commercial break, there is 97 days until Christmas. And I'm sure
not that I'm counting or anything.
No, I'm sure there's a lot of you that don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. And you came up with an idea of how you want to bring back this shopping tip, right?
I know. I think in a world of Amazon and online shopping and everything so accessible to us at any given moment within a day, maybe two, maybe hours. There are a lot of people that have kind of stopped shopping IRL, which is sad, right? Obviously, we've seen that happen in different situations. But I think that people are sometimes forgetting that there is another way to shop that we have completely kind of stopped utilizing.
The mall.
No, I'm talking about shopping at home.
Oh.
Shopping from the comfort of your own home that doesn't require a computer whatsoever. It requires a phone, but not to go online.
Please,
Christmas on the horizon here, can we please bring back shopping in a catalog? Like, I want to get that JCPenney's.
Oh, do you remember the catalogs?
That was as thick as the Bible. And I want to sit down in my chair and I want to circle I want to circle everything that I want for Christmas, and then I want to hand it to my mom and have her say, so we can only pick like five of these, and then the rest will go to your grandmother.
Guys, what happened to the catalogs? You don't see them anymore. I got in trouble in middle school because I had two of them under my bed that I was hiding. So I was looking through the lingerie section.
Oh, God.
And I was circling the women that I thought were pretty. My mom's like, we got to get you in to see someone.
People forget that before the internet and before the times of 5G, it was really paper that we were shopping with, looking at inappropriate images with.
Sure.
And even like, I get that the convenience of shopping online, right? But this is still just as convenient. You're still in your home.
But Breeze, nobody's getting catalogs anymore. I mean, you might get one of those pamphlets from Costco to show you all the sales going on, but a thick phone book from JCPenney isn't even really around anymore, you're not getting it.
It's horrifying.
You can still call up QVC.
That's right. Yeah, that was my other thing. Like QVC, bring it back. But the thing I hate about QVC is like they have one thing that they're airing for like 2 hours and it's like, all right, next, let's go to the next thing.
It's a bracelet you're not interested in.
You know what I mean? So, but with the catalog, it's there, it's tangible, you're circling, you can envision yourself, and you're circling things you don't even really want.
You don't want,
you're just like, I think I need this. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah. But I do miss the catalogs, that's for sure. You get so excited when they show up because you would go through there, you cut out things you wanted, and you'd make your Christmas list.
Yep, that's exactly what was happening. And I honestly think that if catalogs were still a thing, I would be more inclined to ask for things for Christmas. Because I can see it. They have... Here's the thing I love about it. It's organized. It's organized chaos. It's all there. There's sections. There's folders. There's tabs. On the internet, you can just find yourself down a rabbit hole at any given moment. And that's not something that... is easy for everybody, you know?
Guys, I think Sky Mall is still a thing. That was my absolute favorite.
Sky Mall was insane.
Sky Mall was always in the back seat of...
any airplane seat.
Any airline.
It was literally right there next to the instructions for a crash that nobody read as well.
You could still
go... In the barf bag.
You still go to skymall.com, which is America's favorite store. It's an online shopping catalog.
Why wouldn't you want to, you know, purchase things from 40,000 feet in the sky? You know, why wouldn't you want to do that? It's just something that you need to do. I think that catalogs are slept on. I think bringing print back would be beneficial for everyone. And honestly, it would probably just make us more down to earth and humble.
So apparently, according to Google... shopping catalogs are still around and are experiencing a comeback.
Really? Am I onto something here?
I mean, but is that hard to believe? I mean, vinyl just made a huge comeback.
I know.
The cassette tape.
Everything will come back around. I just want that big ass JCPenney's catalog in my fingertips this holiday season. You always get it around Halloween, beginning of November, and you just start going nuts. You just start going absolutely nuts. I get my Sharpie out. I'm just circling things for no reason. She's like, you don't even own a home. Like, why are you circling a brand new door? I'm like, because I need it. She's like, you're seven. So
you're eventually going to need that. Yeah. I'm waiting for the VCR to make a comeback so I can replay all of my old tap dance videos.
So, I don't know. I just thought about it. With Christmas being, you know, only 97 days away, I want to start working on my Christmas list. And the only way I'm doing it this year is via catalog. So, thank you so much.
Time to bridge the digital gap. You know what I mean? Bring back catalogs. Well said, Brazy.
Thank you.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
I know.
Because when you said you can do this from the comfort of your own home, what else is there aside from Amazon?
I know. Oh,
there's shopping catalogs.
Duh. Hello.
Skymall.com.
Well, now that's defeating the purpose. It's just still shopping online. Moose is just booking random flights to shop Sky Mall. I'm like, no, that's not.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.